Have our consent agenda. There's one item this evening. It's the minutes of our regular meeting of August 13, 2019. Did everybody have a chance to go through the minutes? Anything jumping out at you? Not hearing, I entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Cheryl. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Jack. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Jack?
Yep.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. With that, we're going to move on to reports this evening. We're going to start out with our finance officer. And Krista, the floor is yours.
Raw fish tax for July was $81,992.40. Sales tax revenue was $88,102.92. Not much going on. Arena was here. We did audit prep. So we are ready for the audit.
Yay.
End of October.
Thanks, Arena. Any questions for Krista? Not hearing any. Thank you. We'll move right along to our administrator's report. And Jordan, I will turn the floor over to you.
I was out from our meeting in August until basically Labor Day, so didn't really have a lot to comment on. You have my written comments. There's two things that I would note. The recall petition for Governor Dunleavy. The backers submitted about twice the number of needed signatures to the Board of Elections. So obviously some of those signatures will be disqualified and are found invalid, so on and so forth. So looks like they should meet the first requirement of the process. The state has roughly 30 days to review the content of the petition. There is actually no statutory time requirements to make a ruling on the validity of the content of the petition, which is kind of strange, but they expect it should be 30 days regardless. If it is found to be valid by the lieutenant governor, then the backers have, they need to get 71,000 signatures to actually get it on the ballot. So latest it could be on the ballot is, I think, 180 days before the election, where the regular election, which would be June 2022. So that's still, in motion. Who knows what's going to happen? Obviously, some lawyers are going to make some money off of it either way, but that's something to keep in mind as we look at the city's finances moving forward. Speaking of moving finances, looking at just, the raw fish tax, I mean, we are, just for the summer salmon season, it was about $170,000 this past season, which is about $30,000 better than last season, but still well below the five-year average. But fortunately, the pollock seems to be coming strong. And then I think Mr. Brady noted today that Triumph is going to do an expansion. So that's, good for both, our residents, our fishermen, as well as the city finances. So that's a bright spot, which is, haven't had a whole lot of those, unfortunately, lately when it comes to finances. So that's my report. Any questions, comments, concerns?
Thanks, Jordan. Just a quick one for Alan. Is that going to be a pollock line?
What's that?
Is that new extension going to be a pollock line?
Come on. I'm listening to him going,
what is he talking about? It's going to be 70, the docks, the building's going to be 75 by 200. But they said if we wanted to do that, it's not as easy as just raising it. We'd have to look at, had gone right down and making a better base. Because if the more water, the more weight behind that thing and pressure and whatnot. So. But that is something I, and I was thinking about, even if you dredged it, you're still looking at more water behind that,
yeah,
that bridge.
Especially if they're making a bigger plan.
Yeah.
But you might be able to take it out above where the road is, where the old bridge was, and that was just a rock bottom. I mean, you're down the bedrock down where the bottom of that
was.
Is running. Yeah.
Yeah. But that is a good idea. I mean, that's some Jordan. That's maybe put on your list of things to see if there's money available to do something like that. Because we did come dangerously close this time to a water issue. I don't know if I answered your question, but that's we haven't. So.
Poor big bulkhead.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Any other questions or comments? Public Works. Not hearing any. We're going to move on to the Harbor Master, and we have a new Harbor Master, and he is right back. I don't think I need to introduce, but Douglas Holmberg has been hired in the Harbor, and that will come up in the agenda here a little bit later. But I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have much. You know, like I started on Wednesday, and then I got the guys going, and Alan, he stepped up. He's running the big lift. He's comfortable with that, and Robert, he's starting to run the small one, you know, and so these guys are working good together. You know, we're busy. We're starting to run out of room. We've got more boats coming in. We've got big boats coming in. And, you know, I'm trying to keep the boats away from the wall when they're not working, especially when they're just sitting there for days without doing nothing, you know. So it's, and then the crane is going to be nice to start to start working on that.
We'll have a little learning period, so it'll all work out good, I think.
Yeah, you know, and the equipment has been run down pretty good, and we've been releasing and taking, you know, looking at that stuff and trying to keep without more things getting broken. But you know, we're all in learning mode down there right now, and it's a really big thank you to Richard for coming down and helping us.
Yeah, and again, I'd like to thank Moon also. He's going to, Douglas got medical next week, and Moon's going to stay on through Friday, and fill in while Douglas is gone, and then I think it sounds like you guys are doing just fine from what Moon said, so when you get back, I think you'll be rolling.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it's a good crew, and they seem to be happy.
Good. Questions for Douglas? Comment?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Alan?
You know, we talked, Hal was kind of upset with the camera system. I stopped by and we went through it together. One of the things that, if that we want that to be effective, is we need a bigger TV, a high-definition TV that's...
Well, we could work on that.
I think that's something we should consider. It's you know, that old monitor that it's on is pretty low depth and small. Experience with, you know, what we have down there, bigger is better. If you want to be able to see what's happening.
Yeah.
I think the cameras are actually pretty high quality. If you saw it on a monitor that was high quality, it would really pop. You could actually make out faces and things. And
that's
what I learned after stopping by and
taking
a look at it.
Douglas?
Yeah, and then, you know, talking about the cameras with the, you know, overlook. There's a set of cameras on sea float that I'd like to move to T float, because that's transit boat. You know, we're getting the big crabbers and big tenders and big boats in there, and you know what they have on their boats. So,
yeah.
So I really got to find out how to.
Yeah, maybe we could make a couple phone calls, and maybe you can ask what it would entail to move those over. But yeah, you're right. After thinking about that, it should be over there.
Yeah, because sea float in winter time is basically
You know what's on those big boats, yeah. Mm-hmm. It may be locked up, but that doesn't stop anybody.
No, because I've got another 120 footer coming in a couple of days. So.
Yeah.
And we got to make sure we don't get back to that same situation we were in.
Yeah. And that, you know, I mean, that affected how people want to leave your boats.
Yeah. It's cost
money. That stuff. And then, of course, we got to lean on that borough. It sounds like they got lots of money from the sounds of it. We got to get some floats in that harbor. And we got the man here, so anytime you want to lean on him.
I'm working.
It wasn't there.
But anything else for Douglas? Not hearing any. Thank you. And we're going to move right along to our student representative. I'm assuming you are the new student representative. And Logan is here to fill us in on how things are getting started in the new school year. So I'll turn the floor over to Logan.
So thank you for having me, first of all. It's still pretty early in the school year, so I don't have much to report quite yet. This week, actually Monday, we just got a council organized, so now we're able to conduct business. We're trying to address the student council's role in the community within the school, just so that we play a bigger part, because I think student council is something that's really underutilized. And then also on Thursday, we had a pep assembly to support the cross-country runners, and that cross-country meet is at 5 o'clock on Thursday, so we should be there. There's lots planned this year. I will get back to you when it's official, and I'm just looking forward to working with the city to see what we can do together, what we can accomplish. So, yeah, thank you.
Very good. Well, thanks and welcome aboard, and we'll be looking forward to including you in our meetings down the road. But any comments, questions for Logan? Not hearing, and thank you again for coming this evening, and we'll be keeping you posted for next meetings and what's coming up. So, with that, we move right on to our hearings, ordinances, and resolutions this evening. First off is Ordinance 2019-06, and it's a council compensation, and it's our second reading and adoption. First off, I'd entertain a motion to put on the floor for the second reading.
I make a motion to put it on the floor.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second? Second by Alan, sorry. So at this time, we're on the floor for the second reading, and we are open for discussion. Comments?
All looks pretty good. I mean, for whatever it is.
Okay. Not hearing any discussion or comments, I will entertain a motion to adopt Ordinance 2019-06. Dick, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I wasn't sure if I should comment here or in the public comment part, but that's good for comment. We had a discussion here this spring sometime when you were introducing the ordinance to raise the Bold Harbor rates and talking about the water and sewer not making it, and the level that we would have to raise the taxes to be able to pay for those operations. Not necessarily Bull Harbor, but at least the water and sewer. And at that time, we were anticipating one hell of a season. Didn't develop, and I'm guessing that your tax dollars are way down from a couple, 3 years ago. And now, you turn around and talk about compensation for the council. I don't know what you're getting compensated now for your meetings, but if you take $500 and you take one meeting a month and you take six council members at least, that boils down to about $3,000 or so a month. For the council, and then you multiply that times 12, and you're looking right at $40,000 pretty easy if you have a special meeting or anything. And when you're talking that kind of money, when you're saying we're not paying for our water and sewer, the rates that we have, like I said, I don't know what the compensation rate is right now, but it seems that we're doing the same thing over, trying to get blood out of a turnip, and pretty soon that turnip gets squeezed dry. So I would recommend you take a healthy look at this. I mean, I know compensation for meetings and a lot of different organizations, everybody gets compensated, and I don't expect you folks to do it for nothing either, but I would take a serious look at the amount of money you're talking about.
Thanks, Dick. The reason that we come at this number presently, getting, they previously they were getting compensated a little bit more. Originally, the council was, they were getting health insurance through the council. That was their compensation for being their stipend. And we were not able, this year, we weren't able to do that anymore. It wasn't part of our deal. We couldn't do it anymore. And so what we did is we went back and we threw some numbers around and whatnot, and we arrived at this number. It was a little more, I do believe, to insure them than what they're getting for a stipend presently for a meeting. So that's where we arrived at that number.
So I think you must be in some kind of a pool or arguing with Blue Cross or somebody for health insurance. Because if you did it yourself, after a certain period of time, if you don't have any major claims, then your rates could really go down. But if you're not doing it yourself and using a major carrier, I can see where you're coming from, because actually health insurance would be more than what your stipends are. So.
Okay. They just wouldn't carry us anymore. It was, I don't know if they're coming up against different times too, but they said they just stopped it. They wouldn't carry us for the council anymore. So we just felt that we had to, you know, that they had to be compensated for their time too. And so we bounce this around, you know, many ways on coming up with that number, but that's how we came up with that number.
Okay, thank you.
You go, Jordan.
By recognize the time that it, you know, they get to the city. At some point back during, I don't want to say all Paul Day, but it was during Paul Day's time, a small change was made to the insurance plan that went unnoticed, and it went unnoticed, you know, until basically this winter when Primera went through and did an audit of, you know, records and said, hey, you know, you guys made a change. You disqualify yourself. You know, this change disqualifies the city from, you know, participating in this plan, which is it was a grandfathered plan. So you know, Primera said to the city, hey, no more, you can't get this. And the city looked at the other options to include council members on insurance. But basically, because the plan the city has now is akin to a small kind of business plan, we can't, with a straight face, justify a 30-hour per week work week for our council members. So we can't include them, because there would be a payroll audit at some point. And we have to submit your payroll information and timesheet information for the employees that are covered. Then so obviously if we try to include council members, that they would find out and we'd lose insurance for everybody. So as a result of that, what we did was we looked at compensation for city and borough assembling council members across the state, just look at the benefits that they receive. I mean, obviously, it's not always an apples-to-apples situation, but just looking across, the state through AML provided figures, what we're offering is not out of line. And if you look at total compensation for for the city versus say, Kenai or maybe like the Pennborough or whatever, we still come in pretty much under the total compensation for other municipalities.
Very good. Thank you, Jordan. And that was, some of the reasons why we arrived at that. So with that, any other comments, discussion? Not hearing any, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Ordinance 2019-06.
I'm going to get a motion to adopt.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second? Second by Marita. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, a roll call, please.
Emil?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
No.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. We'll move on to number two, a resolution 19-02. It's appointing our election judges. It is in your packet. We will be appointing Marianne Crone, Leif Gunderson, and Marcella DaCosta. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt resolution 19-02.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 19-02.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second? Second by Jack. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on, with nothing under old business this evening, new business number one is our confirmation of our harbor master hire. As you all know, this has been an interesting situation, to say the least, but we are on board. I did hire Douglas Hollenberg. I would like confirmation from the council, so I would entertain a motion to do so.
Make that motion.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Rita?
Can I say yes?
Yes, you may.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
That's the personal game for you, right?
Okay. Yeah, so you're not. Yeah, doesn't fall.
Okay. Shocker.
Okay. That's very good. Motion carries. And again, welcome board. Thanks for attending this evening. With that, I turn to open this side of, portion of the meeting to public comments. So at this time, I will turn the floor over to you folks. I know we covered some of the stuff, and I'd like to thank Alvin again for sharing his thoughts this afternoon, because I think that was probably one of the better things that I've sitting through for a while. Edie?
Three different comments.
Sure.
A couple of them just from the meeting. You were talking about cameras. I was wondering if it would be possible, just rather than move the camera, get a new camera and put it in. I mean, if that was something that would be possible.
I think that's something maybe we could check on. Maybe we could talk about it. And I don't even know what that was. It was a grant, as you know, for the whole thing was covered under a grant. But maybe, Jordan, you can check into what it would cost to, say, add another camera or two on the T-Flow. Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, Edie. Too.
And then the outage in the trailer court, I understand, is still not fixed, and I don't know that if you have any input on that.
Do you want to get me started? I don't think we have enough time this evening.
Okay, I don't have enough time for that.
I've been on that since it happened. Okay. And just to add to that, not to belabor that whole thing, but, and yes, that's a community thing, and I was sitting in my office down at Shimmig, and it's been a while back, but I watched one of those things go up in flame right in front of my eyes, like the burning bush. And, you know, and I called, and it took them how long to get down there to, and that was two up from Albert's, that just caught a fire just for no reason. And we're working on that. The other side of that problem, meaning why we've been trying hard on this, and it's driving me nuts, is we have a water system down there that's is starting to fail too. We cannot dig back there because of them and the electrical system. And John Lyons promised us 2 years ago, he sat here in front of us and said that they were upgrading the trailer court and was going to replace all the wiring and pedestals, and we have seen nothing yet to date. But I'm not sure. I talked to him 2 days ago. He told me that Patrick was getting in touch with me, and they were going to make sure that individual's power would be back on, and that they were finding money to change things. But I, from what I understand, I do believe he's still on a generator. So that's where we're at with that one.
And the other question I had was on the posting for City Council. You posted it that the deadline to file was 4 o'clock at the city office on the 2nd, but you weren't open on the 2nd. So I was wondering about the legality, since you said that you could come up till 4 o'clock and file for office.
Well, that's something, Jordan, you may ask Patrick about that. I was unaware of that. And Shannon, that's, we were close?
Yes, we were.
Okay, we'll ask Patrick on how we deal with that.
You're probably contact Division of Elections. Do they have a advice?
Yeah. Jordan? Edie raised the point that our last minute date to sign up for election was on the 2nd, and I guess we were closed on the 2nd. And so where does that leave us with legalities on the election? So maybe you could give a jig to the Division of Elections and check on that. Okay, thanks. Well,
and one more point.
Sure.
I've been looking at this forever, and I just, going up the subdivision, I saw this nice red fire hydrant sitting in the cleared alders around it, looks nice. The fire hydrant that was next to our shed there when we stayed up at Johnson Avenue, I took pictures of it. But if there was an emergency, and we bought a hose and put it on the wall there, so told our neighbors, if you need it, there's a hose, there's everything turned on, just open it up. You could not hook up to that fire hydrant. It's down, and I really don't think that they could turn it on.
Okay, that we are working on those, and we've been starting. He changed out one or two, and we still have a problem, but I will add that one to the list.
Okay, that'd be great.
Well, it's not only yours. We're having, if you've driven down to Russiantown, the one right below the cemetery is pretty much disappearing too, but they are starting to get on those, and they've changed a couple out, and I will. Is it the valve that doesn't work, or the whole fire?
It's just
disappearing?
I think creating and stuff, the ground is coming up around it.
Okay. I'll put that on Dave's list, and it'll be one of a few. So I don't know if it just needs to be cleaned or if the valve. I thought about this a couple of times, and I was going to get a hose too for the one up in our neighborhood. But do you have a valve that is there a handle? I don't even know how those work. But
you got to have a wrench.
Do you have a wrench with your thing on your wheel?
He bought the hose from the city at the time when they put it in.
Oh, okay. So if someone needed, you could just in and you just turn it.
Take the cap off and hook it up.
Oh, okay. Because I've been thinking about the same thing. Because we have what, 3-4 houses. You are in the neighborhood. Me, Jimmy, and Shannon, and we got a hydrant right across the street there. And I was thinking about the same thing of having like a 200-foot hose available.
In fact, I came home one day and the door was hanging open, and the city had taken my hose.
It was locked from the inside. They had to break into it.
Did you get it back?
I got it back.
Oh, okay.
There was a little glass window with a hook behind it. The door open and the wrench and everything was there. But brand new hose was gone and it was used and it came back with water in it. So I was a little bit uptight.
Is it okay though? I mean, is it?
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Oh. And Alan, you had comment?
Well, I just want to point out to anyone here or who's listening, opening and closing a fire hydrant on the system can blow the whole system up.
Oh.
So you got to go very slowly, use two hands, rotate the valve very slowly. If you just go winging it open or wing it closed, you can lift the road.
Oh, I so see. Little did I know.
Water hammer, a water line, and lift the road.
So people need to take lessons.
I did not know that.
There is a technique.
Of Douglas?
Yeah, you know, like on the Milford Allen side when it opened it, if you open and crack them a little bit, less than a quarter turn, there's a weep hole on the bottom side of these hydrants that it'll just keep on blowing. So when you open the hydrant, you have to go more than a quarter turn. So it'll close at the weep hole. That weep hole is designed in these hydrants for cold weather, because when it's shut off, it drains all the water down into the ground right there. So quarter turn or more when you open.
I
this starts spreading around town, we'll have a mess.
Because you know, when Mary Tribe was doing that down there, and I was kind of watching them, and I didn't really know how much they were opening the valve. I don't know if they're gone more than a quarter inch, so I don't know. You know, especially all day when they're there, you know, it could eat away a lot of that ground underneath of it.
Well, not to change the subject on talking about Johnson Avenue, as you guys know, we got a little money on a 600 and some thousand for working on some upgrades, and Jordan's working on the other thing. We're still working on Johnson Avenue, is still on a lot of it on wood stave, and we need to get that changed, and that's that whole section from the backside all the way down to the main thing. So that was number one on our list, but they ended up giving us money for that the lift upgrades. So we're still working on that, but that is the first on our list for water and sewer is the Johnson Avenue side. So, and I know a lot of people that have their service things to that are like, I know Douglas, your guys' house was wood stave too or whatever.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
So we're working on that one too.
That original, but we put a water line from the tank all the way down the middle of that road to Dickie's house. I
mean, no, it's not a water line. We're talking sewer. About the sewer.
Sewer. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because where Dad's house is and Cooktop's house is, they come together in Dad's yard and they're going to get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for a couple of the educations here, and we'll ask this for Dave. Other comments that you have, Dick? And then Dick, and then Raymond. Oh, yeah, I figured it was for lifts. Okay, thanks. And we'll keep after him for that other sewer side of it. Okay, thanks. And Dick?
Thank you. I don't mean to belabor this because we've already talked about it as well, but the remote thing, the EMS system, out of town. I think that's a bad move. I know we must have more than one family that's interested in being dispatchers or whatever you want to call them. And I even have my own problems, and I think I mentioned that to you before. I called twice and never did get an answer or never did get a reaction. But if somebody's in town and they know where somebody lives, and they have a call and they can tell the cops where to go, that's one thing. But unless you have a map like that over there or with every house identified with people's names on it and everything, somebody remotely is never going to be able to tell the police or the fire people or anything where to go. And, everybody uses different addresses. you use 307 Johnson Avenue and 307 Red Cove Road and 307 Main Street. And, everybody's got different addresses, so you just give an address and where do you go? So I don't know if you guys are completely done with that or adopted it or not, but I would reconsider it if I was working with you folks and try to keep it in town and maybe diversify a little bit, have some people do it for a period of time and some other people do it for a period of time rather than have it all centralized in one location and one party doing it all. Thank you.
That isn't been adopted. What's happening is actually a test phase, and it would have to ultimately come back to this body and you'd be able to comment again. But no, it hasn't. It's just going to be a test phase, and I've talked to you about this, how I feel on the same thing too. It's a tough one. I don't know the answer. So it's only a test at this point to see where it comes and happens, and then it'll come back right on front of this board again. So you'll have time to comment again. And it's not just you. And we've heard from many. So, but yeah, it's a test at this point to see how it works. Raymond?
Yeah, at one time they numbered all the houses, they put numbers on every house, and I don't know what kind of a map they had, but
it was the same deal as one of those, and it's still downstairs, and if you go into the police department, you can go look at it. But they're working on another one, setting it up again, so I'm not sure how that, and again, this is going to have to all come back to the council to see if it works, but they're working on another setup similar to what they had prior down there at the office.
Okay.
So.
And another thing,
sure.
I was going to bring up, there's a water line under my house, goes right under the middle of my house, and it runs, I don't know how many houses below me, but it's been there for probably almost 60 years now.
Is that that 2-inch line?
Yeah. Oh. And there's a metal, there's a steel fitting in it right under my house, because I ran into it because I wanted to look to see what it was. One of these days it's going to rust out and it's going to let go. Going to swamp my house out, or under the house. I know that.
Let me talk to Dave again, because that came up a few times, because that line supplies John Bruno's, Bob's, and I think the house next door. Four of you guys or something?
Well, I used to be on it, but I'm on the city water.
Oh, okay, so everyone was, your change, but the other ones weren't.
No, they haven't been changed, no.
Well, let me talk to Dave about that, and I'll have a chat with you, too.
I don't want it to go off under...
No, down here, you might be sitting on the couch and get a little spray. So yeah, that wouldn't be good. Let me talk with Dave about that. So.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Not hearing any, I'll close that portion of the meeting. Then we're going to move on to council comments. I'm going to start with Danny this evening.
I'd just like to say thank you, Douglas, for taking the job, and I think Douglas is doing a good job. I've been in our room for the last week or so working and stuff, and the bathrooms are all locked. Cleaner and things are going, the walls less congested, and things seem to be moving pretty smooth. So, doing a good job, I think, so far.
Very good. Thanks, Douglas. Emo.
Yes. thank you, Douglas, yes, for taking the job. And with this, you know, drug issue, it's really tough. And just, you know, to see. You know, you call your buddies and your friends and your family, and just to put money in your back pocket, you put their life at risk in your hands. And, you know, it's tough to see.
Well, I don't need any more neighbors. It's getting old.
I hear you, Emil. That is just and the loss is just what kills people, and there's more out there floating around is what's bothering me, and I just hope that we don't get another call that someone decides to take that pill. So there's a few more of them floating around in town as we speak, and those are the same pills that caused the issue that we've already had. So I just hope and pray that doesn't happen. So anything else, Emil?
No.
Shirley?
Just thank you all for coming, and thanks for your comments, and I hope you got the answers you were looking for. We'll try to do what we can best for the city.
We'll work on a few of those I can tackle, so. Anyway, thanks, Shirley. Marita?
I have no comments.
Thank you, Marita. Alan?
Oh, I just want to thank the EMS crews that have to personally deal with the tragedy of that, you know, having had some experience in that. You don't get over that quickly, and you know, for a bunch of poorly paid, poorly appreciated people trying to do, you know, the best they can, you just really got to say thank you. That's a tough job. That's really tough.
I agree. It is, and we don't get enough people turning out for that, and I'd like to thank Denise on pushing. I think she's got a few more people signed up, so, but that's the hard part. It's not enough. We tend to rely on a few, and it's called burnout. And thanks to Emil and Denise, I know they spend a lot of time on that too, but thanks to all of them, there's not enough folks in that department. So, but I appreciate that, Alan. Anything else? Jack?
Yeah, I want to express gratitude to our safety people and all the way down to our medical people and everybody involved in that. That's a tough road to hoe. I'd encourage the town to remember that looking the other way when your friends and family are doing things like that actually turns you into an enabler. And we should, as council and a town, be telling everybody, if you want to do that stuff, go somewhere else. It's not what builds towns, not what makes strong families. We need to be done with this. Because this is history rewritten. We've been through this before. The heroin made its rounds back in the 70s. It's been making its rounds ever since, but it seems like it's It's a party balloon that shows up and then it goes away and then it shows up. And people got to realize this stuff will kill you. And them drug dealers, trust me, they don't care about your life or your family's life. They only care about that dollar in their wallet. So that's all I got to say.
Very good. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate that. I agree. As you can see, majority of the folks on the council, this drug issue has really hit home. And it's a tough one. And I bring back to where we were this afternoon, and Alvin was there. I think that was an eye-opener for us, and I think it gives us a few new tools for the toolbox to deal with some of these issues. So I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that maybe we look at a few of these cases and ask the feds to step in. I think it'll be a whole new ball game, and I think we need to do it. I don't see, we're not making any headways with the state, and Alvin knows as well as I do, is sitting in an AML meeting, and everyone in the room was crying, the same on what's the deal, and they just turn around and they do nothing for us, and it's a slap on the wrist, and they come back, and it was brought up in a couple meetings, or the meetings afternoon, that folks, they get the slap on the wrist, they go out to get a free ticket out, and they come back and they're loaded with some more goods.
They got more than they got busted for.
That's, yeah, so it is really bummed. So anyway, with that, it was encouraging for me to see that we may be able to, take some different avenues.
Why do we allow them back? That's what I want to know. Why do we allow them back here? You got a school up there full of kids. You got another generation coming out of there this year. One or two of them will get hooked up.
Yeah.
It happens. Every time they're coming out, I've been watching it.
Yeah.
One of them, down the road, will be somebody's relation, whether it's their grandchild or whatever, but somebody's going to kill them. And it's sad.
We all understand.
$200 to kill them.
We're all trying to do the best we can, and I think we've taken the steps that we can as a municipality. We're working hard on it. So, and the borough has stepped in to help us too, and we much appreciate that. So we're trying. Jack?
I just want to say too that our young people, we have to educate them, but there's no difference in giving somebody a drug overdose that kills them than loading your gun and shooting them in the head.
Pretty much.
The same thing.
It's the same
no
thing.
Difference.
Exactly the same thing.
How many overdoses have to happen before
I think teaching the kids that. You start one of my pet peeves I hear everybody, I don't care. Well, give a damn, because that's what it takes.
Yeah. To me, and my personal opinion, I brought it up this afternoon, I really think it goes back to parenting. It's a parenting 101. I hate to say it. I think a lot of these new families, younger ones and stuff, they just need a crash course in parenting. It's not like the old days. I was scared to do anything. As a kid, you went home, you were in trouble. You better let them know, because parents stuck up for the teacher or something. You did something wrong. You were in more trouble when you went home than before you left the school. So I really feel that there needs to be a little more stronger parenting than there is today, and that's that's, we can ask and hope and wish for all the everything, but it's got to start somewhere, and I think that's at the root of it. I think is parenting.
And in neutered families, when I took the kids, can tell you, you can't hit me, you can't spank me, I'll put you in jail. That's when they neutered parenthood.
Yeah, that was.
My old man never was scared of using that 2.5-inch leather belt on my rear.
Yeah. Well, there used to be a paddle that hung right down the hall in that room to your right. It had holes in it.
Rollers and paddles, yeah.
But it's a different tangent, but you guys, it is serious, and the council realized that, and we're taking every step that we can to make things better. So, but with that, I would entertain a motion of adjournment.
I move. I'm BSing.
This has been made by Jack. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. I'd like to really thank you guys for...
It's another City Council in the can. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up right now on KSDP. It's going to be the World Cafe live from Philadelphia. I think it's KXPN at the University of Pennsylvania doing their great music show, formerly hosted by David Dye, now hosted by some new cats that do a great job. We're going to say the station ID. We'll do the World Cafe, and then more great music coming up next on KSDP.